Another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropagoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for being with us on this, not a snowy day, which is unusual in the Northeast, but actually it's been pretty warm here in Rochester, but I'm sure it's warmer in Florida where Joe Sirianni, our host, is. We'll going to him in just a second. We have a lot to talk about tonight. Dick Howard will join us in just a moment. We'll be talking about the latest international news, including the African Cup of Nations final and the UEFA Champions League getting back underway tomorrow with the first of the knockout stage matches. Then at 6:50, we're happy to welcome back to our show the captain of last season's WPSL champion, Western New York Flash, McCall Zerboni, will be with us. Gary Boughton from the Lancers, who just landed at the airport about a few minutes ago. He'll be on about 7:05 to review this weekend's matches. Lancers with a great result in Chicago and a tough loss in Milwaukee, but they played very well all weekend. This Saturday is a huge contest hosting the Syracuse Solid Dogs, 1 p.m. at the Blue Cross Arena, and the Lancers have not beaten Syracuse this year. They need to do it on Saturday or the playoff hopes may go away. Finally, Michael Lewis will join us from New York City, where he got 28 inches of snow. We'll talk about the national teams, the men's and women's, and the latest from Major League Soccer. Let's go down to Florida and our host, Lancers Wall of Famer Joe Sirianni. How's it going, Joe?
Good, Andrew. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer Kick in the Grass. I certainly enjoy being in Florida, away from the snow that you guys are experiencing, and certainly away from New York, where Mike Lewis has a lot more snow than Rochester. How do you like that? I mean, I thought I would never see that. But anyway, we're going to talk soccer, and even though there is snow, you know, it's only a few months away, and we're gonna see the green grass all over again, and the ball be kicked in the grass, like we say, soccer is a kick in the grass. So
it certainly is, Joe. It's going to be a great, great spring and with the Flash and the Rhinos, but the Lancers are still fresh in our minds, playing very well. But lots of things going on around the world. Sans intro this time around. Let's bring in Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, of course, our international correspondent, member of the 1970 NESL champion Lancers. And again, we're always happy to have Dick on the show. Dick's appearance brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsford. Number to call, 248-2650, or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. Three home matches left for the Lancers. Get your Lancers gear, whether it be MISL Lancers or the old school NESL Lancers, at Top Notch Monogramming. And you get a 10% discount if you mention Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Good evening, Dick. How are things up in Toronto?
Well, we're losing a little bit of the snow, but we certainly had a lot over the last few days, haven't we? I'm a little bit envious of Coach Sirianni down there in Florida, but anyway, I'm sure he'll be inside and indoors tomorrow afternoon watching a very special game that we'll be talking about shortly.
That's for sure.
That's right, and it's going to be some great matches coming up tomorrow and Wednesday in the Champions League. But let's talk about the final of the African Nations Cup. Nigeria winning their first title in many, many years, certainly one of the powers of African soccer, but it's been a long time since they've won their own continent's tournament. But they did the job 2-0 over Burkina Faso yesterday, and I'm very happy. Three members of Chelsea are on that squad, and so I'm happy that they won.
It was a great performance, and I was delighted for Stephen Keshi, of course, the coach of the Super Eagles. He's done an outstanding job, and he's a former player for Nigeria, and now he's captured the championship as a coach, and he equals actually a friend of mine from way back when, Mohamed El Ghahouri of Egypt. I met him in the 90s with regards to his successes with Egypt. But great performance, but certainly a tremendous performance also by Burkina Faso to get there as well.
Absolutely. Joe?
Well, Dick, you know, when we talk about soccer and the countries that are coming up right now that are very prominent in soccer are like third world countries. And we talked about this several times in the past weeks, how soccer has really evolved and how players are coming from this third world country that have become stars.
Well, I think it's great, John, especially when you look at Africa and African nations. And the amazing thing this time around was that there was no North African team in the knockout rounds. It was just great performances by West African teams. And when you look at, Cote d'Ivoire, you look at Nigeria, you look at Ghana, these are the favorites. But it's the smaller countries that are also doing a magnificent job in developing players. And, of course, a lot of these players we're seeing now in leagues all around the world. And I said it just says a lot for the caliber of players that are being developed in Africa. And I'm really going to look forward to seeing Nigeria playing in the FIFA Confederations Cup in Brazil, because they've been off the world stage for a while. I remember way back 1996 when they won Olympic gold in the Atlanta Olympics. And they beat Argentina in a very controversial final. And that was a marvelous era for Nigerian football. And now they're sort of making their way back. And Stephen Keshi is certainly the big boss, as they call him, leading the surge now. And it's great for the country because it is very much a hotbed of soccer in Africa.
Certainly
but
is.
Dick, you know, just as a comment, those teams, those countries, go back a long, long time to been part of soccer for a long, long time. And when you look at the United States in the last maybe 20 years, the United States has really come up, to be known as be recognized as a power in soccer. I mean, why? How do you attribute the development and why?
Well, I think you look at the U.S., I think it started in 1990 with, that appearance in the World Cup, and they've been in every World Cup since then. And I think you look back at African football, and it really is just been sort of in the 80s, we started to notice some of the countries, the Cameroons of this world, making their presence felt on the world stage, and now you're seeing academies all over the country and developing some very talented players. I think the challenge in African football is probably to develop the club game, because what you're seeing now is a lot of the talented players now going into European football, whether they're in the Premiership or La Liga or wherever it may be. And a lot of it can be tied in with the development programs that have been carried by FIFA over the years, because their Winning Africa project has provided quality training facilities, training programs, and what we're seeing now with the rise of these countries is all based on what FIFA put into those development programs in the 70s and the 80s. And it's great to see, and as Andrew mentioned, some of them are even feeling fit that they should be playing for Chelsea Football Club.
And certainly John Mikel Obi will be very happy to welcome him back to the lineup when they start up again. They'll be playing in the Europa League against, I believe it's Sparta Prague, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll have to check that out. But you talk about the Champions League. I tell you, there's some what matches we've got. And to start it off tomorrow is Celtic, the big underdog. But, they're going to have so much support in their home ground against Juve. And it's going to be a very interesting match to watch. You wonder if Juve is going to try to lock down and play, you know, the Italian style and maybe try to nick a goal or play to a draw and then try to win it at their home stadium where they're practically unbeatable.
Yeah, well, and this is the thing, Andrew. You know, you look at all the stats, and I find out an interesting one is that Celtic, unbeaten in the last 8 home meetings with Italian sides, a run that stretches back to the 12th of March, 1969. So I think that Conte and company will be very happy, Joe, if they can come out with a tie from this first game. You'll need to also have Gianluigi Buffon showing the form that he's starting to show in recent weeks. But it will not be an easy game. And Noel Lennon's done a great job, and he's part of a Celtic team that did beat Juve in a group match in 2001. So it'll be a fabulous atmosphere.
To add my take on this, for all that I read in the Italian newspaper, in the Italian Corriere dello Sport, Celtic is very respected by the coach and by all the players, and I think that I concur with you, Tech, that it's going to be a very, very hard game for the Italian, for Juventus, because they need to prove that they are the quality of team that they are, and they need to score goals, because the good thing about it right now, the Matis found the target, and Anelka is there in order to supply stature and scoring power. So I'm going to be in front of the TV tomorrow just to make sure.
I'm sure you'll find a place. I think one of the things, Joe, I mentioned Gianluigi Buffon, of course, being key, but also how Celtic can control Andre Pirlo, because he was superb, I thought, at the weekend in that win over Fiorentina. And right. He really, as goes Juve, as goes Pirlo, because he's been absolutely superb.
The only weakness for Juventus is Chiellini is not there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's all these matchups. I just wish we could get an executive jet and visit all these games, because you've got the Valencia Paris Saint Germain will be a fascinating struggle, because PSG could be one of the dark horses in the tournament, and playing in the Mestalla is not easy. But everybody's looking, of course, at the Real Madrid Manchester United clash. And guys, it's dating me, but in 1957, I first saw that first game between Manchester United and Real Madrid, a 2-2 tie with Di Stefano and company. And I saw some images, some black and white images from that game this afternoon. It brought back fond memories of seeing Real Madrid play their first ever game in Manchester in that tie. They won it overall because they beat Man U 3-1 in Madrid. But it was a great night for football. 1957.
Wow. Hey, just seems like yesterday.
A long time ago.
But the big story there in that match, Dick, is that, is it going to be, what is Cristiano Ronaldo going to do against his former club? And I tell you, it's going to, he is in great form. He had another hat trick on the weekend. And boy, you know he wants to play his best possible football against his former club.
That's right.
It's going to be a great match. And Real Madrid, really, realistically, they're looking at this competition, the Champions League. This is their goal now. They're not going to win La Liga. That's a foregone
conclusion.
No,
right out of it, which is probably good in a way, isn't it?
It certainly is. They're going to be focusing on this competition. You have to get past, the top team in England. I can't deny that, even though it pains me to say it, but it's...
Andrew, but thank you for saying it.
Well, I credit Everton with a great effort, but it was just, it was...
You can see how much pain. You can see how much pain there is for Andrew to admit something like that.
You've had a tough time, Andrew, but so did I, because Everton lost to Manchester United. But no, I wish we could all be at the Santiago Bernabeu Stadium, because the atmosphere will be absolutely fantastic. And the other game, even on a Wednesday, the Shakhtar Donetsk against Borussia Dortmund. I never thought I'd see it, where they lose at home And they lost at home badly in, against Hayesbau, Hamburg's Sportverein, at the weekend. And, you know, Schachter are very strong at home. So there's some fabulous ties coming up. And we can see them all probably on TV.
Especially the other game is the Inter Chloe, which is, you know, Inter has finally got, you know, on the winning side. And they are very good right now. So there's going to be another interesting game, too.
Certainly, it's going to be a lot of interesting games. We mentioned Shakhtar again playing. If it's, you know, 20 degrees in Ukraine, you know, it could be a very difficult. Of course, Borussia Dortmund is used to playing in cold weather as well. But
yeah,
you mentioned about that Paris Saint-Germain. I don't think we'll see Mr. Beckham in that match, but I think it's very likely we're going to see him in the return leg in Paris, because he's supposed to play this weekend in his first match with PSG. Hopefully it'll be on television, because beIN Sport does cover Ligue 1, or whatever you want to call it. But I'm looking forward to that. But he is not cup-tied, unlike Balotelli, who cannot play for Milan against Barcelona because he is cup-tied, I believe. So that would certainly be a loss for Milan, because Balotelli is going gangbusters right now. He's proven. I think Mancini was and City were not very smart letting him go.
I think it was best for the player, though, given what he's been getting up to in England in recent months. You know, I think he'd be a little bit more of a stable environment for him to play in, and certainly it seems it's a fine move by Milan in securing him for the remainder of the season. But no, it's going to be a lot to talk about next week, guys, and good luck tomorrow, Joe, with the big game with Celtic.
Thank you very much.
Thursday it is Sparta Prague against Chelsea, and of course Petr Cech, the Czech international, played for Sparta Prague, so that could be a very interesting match on Thursday. Hopefully there will be some TV coverage for that one as well.
But Dick, to
thanks
talk
so
about
much,
guys.
Stay warm.
And, stay warm.
Have a good one. Bye bye.
Okay, guys. Bye for now.
Bye.
Ciao.
Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and thanks again to Dick for being on our show as always, and we appreciate all of his insight. And Dick will be back on this and every week here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Next up, we will be joined by one of the most popular members of the Western New York Flash, returning for her third season with the club, McCall Zerboni, coming up on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is Kicking the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The best just got better. The three-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash will be competing in the brand-new National Women's Soccer League starting this spring and will be led by the current FIFA Women's Player of the Year, Rochester's Abby Wambach, and two-time Olympic gold medalist Carly Lloyd. Now is the time to purchase your 2013 season tickets and flex packs to ensure you have the best seats in the house at Salem Stadium to see Abby, Carly, and the Flash compete for their fourth straight title. Flash tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street in Rochester, through WNYFlash.com, or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Lancers return home over President's Day weekend to make their final push for the postseason with two important matches against playoff contenders. On Saturday, February 16th, the Lancers take on throwaway rivals Syracuse with an early start time of 1 p.m. Then on President's Day, the Wichita Wings come to town for a 7 p.m. kickoff. Get your tickets at RochesterLancers.com or call 872-KICK. Don't forget, up to three kids, 12 and under, get free admission with a paying adult. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here in Rochester, New York, and Joe Redcard Sirianni down in beautiful Miami, Florida. And we are now hear the music in the background, an appropriate tune for our next guest. We're all very happy that she is coming back to the Western New York Flash for her third season with the club. Already won two championships, looking for a third in 2013. And she is still in beautiful Southern California. I believe in Southern California. We'll confirm that. But I know it's in California, so it's probably a lot warmer than it is here. Joined now by McCall Zerboni. McCall's appearance brought to you by the Western New York Flash. Get your 2013 season tickets by calling 454-KICK, the Rhino's office, or go to WNYFlash.com. You don't want to miss the first season of NWSL Soccer. McCall, thanks for being with us, and again, we're very happy you're coming back.
Oh, hey guys, thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm actually really excited to get back there. Maybe not right now with the weather that's going on, but I'm very excited to get back to everybody.
McCall, you cannot imagine how excited I am, because you happen to be one of the best players, the best favorite player that I have. And thank you very much for being on the program. Thank you very much for coming back to Rochester, because I was worried. I was hoping and praying that nobody would reject you.
No, don't ever worry, Joey. I can't leave you guys for too long.
Yeah. So tell me, this new league, you know, coming back to the Flash, what's your views?
Well, I'm actually really excited about this league. It sounded like we have a really good backing, obviously, from U.S. Soccer and some great support around the country, and some really stable markets going on. So it's looking like it's here to stay, which is really encouraging. And obviously, no matter what league we're in, the Flash is going to be the biggest and the best. And so we're going for another strong year this year.
It's going to be a great year, McCall. And I also want to just mention, looking at some of the rosters, I did a little count. We have 16 former Flash players who are playing on actually four teams, Portland, Seattle, Sky Blue, and Washington. Boston, Chicago, Kansas City don't have any former Flash players. But only four of the last year's Flash players are back this year. And that would be Adriana, Jodianne Robinson, the Canadian International, and Angela Salem. So what are your thoughts on the Flash, having to play against a lot of your former teammates, and the four of you coming back? How do you think you guys are going to fit in with all the new talent, the veterans, and the rookies that are going to be coming in this season?
Yeah, I think every year is a new year, and obviously the target is on our back. going for the fourth championship in a row as a club, and that's not easy to hold. I don't care what club you are. Someone's going to be gunning for us. But every year is a new year, no matter who's on the roster. And I think, you know, we're lucky to have the girls that have already been here coming back. But one of Aaron's strengths, Aaron Lyons, is putting together a squad that's going to compete for the championship. So whoever he has back on the roster, I trust in that, and so should the fans and the rest of the people, because it's obviously going to be a top-notch roster that's going for the championship.
Well, you're going to be playing with Alec, and we're going to be playing with Abby Wambach, you know, and last year you played with Alex Morgan and Christina Sinclair. Now, Christina Sinclair and Abby Wambach play the same, you know, play the same style. So how do you, you know, certainly Wambach, it's a homegrown assets, and you know, she's expected to do a lot of things. So how do you, as well as you, because you're a veteran now, you're coming back, and we look forward for your leadership.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I think for sure, you know, there's a lot of great squads that are coming together out there, but at this point, everyone just has to remember that it's just on paper. And championships are won from what happens day in and day out, and things may look good on paper and names may look good, but it's the people that are training and doing all the right things and, you know, working towards, you know, a win every single week. And I don't care who the players are, there has to be unity within the team and chemistry, and that's what the Flash is always really great about, and we always have a really good environment in our locker room.
But here with McCall Zamboni.
Are you in training?
Yes, of course. I'm training as hard as I can right now. I'm going into preseason ready, and looking forward to home opening weekend of around April 11th. And just kind of that's my target when I train every day. So just going for that first weekend in April.
When are you expected to be back to camp?
Everyone's to report around the first week of March. So we'll all be back in the Western New York area in about less than 30 days here. So I'm really, really excited. So just getting ready to come back at full force and have an even better season.
You better bring some warm clothes.
Joe, they practice indoors. You know that.
Yeah.
No, the beautiful... we have a great facility down at the sports park, at Salem Sports Park, and we stay pretty warm and cozy in there. So we're pretty fortunate, and we have a great setup. Snow can't keep me away from you guys. Nothing can keep me away.
Well, certainly we look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Really, really excited to see all our great fans again. And even just everybody in the staff at the Flash. I mean, we just have great people all over that place. So really looking forward to getting back to Western New York and starting things up again.
Here with McCall Zamboni of the Western New York Flash. McCall, obviously there's a lot of new faces we're going to be seeing this year on the team, and you've played pretty much every position except goalie for the Flash. I'm waiting for that to happen. But
please no.
You never know. Based on the line, on the group of players we have, where do you think you're going to be playing this year? I know that from looking at the way that the roster's been drafted, I'm thinking maybe you might be an outside back this year, just based on who we've drafted and, you know, the fact we've got some young players who are going to be playing in the center. I mean, we have the two of the draft picks who are really going to be called upon. Amy Barzuk, who we had on our show recently, and the Jackie Logue, both are central defenders. But on the outside, I'm not seeing a lot of outside backs on the roster right now. So, what do you think? You think it might be the possible position for you this year?
Yeah, well, you know, you know me. I'm willing to do anything for the team. But I'm really looking forward to being alongside Carly Lloyd this year in the midfield and kind of patrolling things in the center midfield area and feeding some balls up top to Abby, and obviously my free kicks and my corners. She'll make me look really good and make my job easy, so I'm looking forward to that. But I like the center of the park. I think that's where I thrive and where I do best and where I can really show my creativity. But, you know, when things happen along the way during the season, sometimes people get injured or away on national team duty, and that's kind of when I fill in at those other positions. But I think my strengths are in the center of the park for sure.
Now you mentioned about the training
camp. And that's what
starts.
I like to see you.
What's that?
That's what I like to see you, a midfield.
Thank you. Yeah, I like to be on the ball a lot. You know, I like to make things happen. So I feel like I touch it when I'm in the center mid most, and so that's where I like to be.
McCall, have you heard any news about when the official schedule is going to be released? Because I think a lot of the fans are wondering, you know, what's going on? You know, the season's only 2 months away. We don't even know when the games are yet.
Yeah, I know. You and me both, trust me. No, I think definitely by next week, if not the following week. You know, obviously people want to start making travel plans, and the clubs need to as well. One of the hardest and the most difficult things financially for them to put together is their travel schedule, and I think we'll see a lot of East Coast teams making the West Coast trip, playing Portland and Seattle kind of all in one weekend or in 1 week, and then flying back home, we'll do the duo. So those things kind of need to be put in place. So we'll definitely get some more news and see the schedules in the next week or two here.
Now, I've heard through my secret sources that one of the directives in this league, because it is the top flight league for women's soccer in the U.S., that all trips will be by airplane. There'll be no more bus trips, except when you guys have to drive to Rochester for the matches. So have you heard anything about that?
Secret sources. They must have their ear to the floor. I think there will be a lot more air transportation this year, but I think, you know, the closer trips, I think the bus will still be taken now and again. And, you know, to be honest, sometimes it's easier on the bus because you can leave and go to and fro on your own schedule instead of having to jump on a flight schedule. So sometimes that just works better with rest and time and preparation for a game. So we really don't mind it all that much, but I definitely think there will be a lot more airfare action this year.
And besides that, you don't have to go through, the problem of the airports.
Yeah, you know, kind of dodge all the paparazzi when we're in the airport.
Well, seriously, with Abby on the team and Carly Lloyd, there may be some paparazzi. You just don't know.
No, I mean, definitely things are going to go kind of 100 miles an hour this year, and obviously getting a lot of press and attention from all the new females from the national team joining this league, and just women's soccer in America is making such a good statement, and you know, when we keep winning all these World Cups and Olympics, people are really starting to realize all the talent we have and the amazing athletes that we hold just here in our backyard.
You mentioned the national team.
I can only tell you this, that women's soccer is more attractive than men's soccer at the moment. You know, and not just my opinion, as the opinion of a lot of other people that are involved in soccer. The more, you know, you guys don't fake. You play a good game. There is a good, show that you guys put on. You know, and very competitive. And you know, I think that this year is going to be a good year, and certainly U.S. soccer has made a good investment to back the league up and go forward with it.
Yeah, no, it's going to be awesome. And we don't do all that diving around, you know what I mean? We're much more fun to watch. But you're right. The women's game and the men's game, they're completely different. They're each different beauties. And obviously, I'm a little bit biased. I think our game holds a lot more beauty and excitement to watch. But soccer in America in general, we got to work together, and that's what I like to see about some of these teams getting in with the MLS markets and kind of working in tandem with that, because that's what we're going to need for the first couple of years here to get it rolling.
Okay. McCall, one more question I have. Obviously, a gentleman who you probably have on your mind is Tom Sermani, the new head coach of the U.S. Women's National Team. And I know your ultimate goal, I'm sure, is to play for the United States. What are your thoughts about that goal for you?
Yeah, I'm going to make Tom my new best friend. this league is the stage for me to perform and kind of show what I got. And I'm really looking forward to the opportunity to kind of put on display each game, day in and day out, of, you know, what I can do and what I can add to this country and hopefully the national team one day. And on and off the field as well. You guys know I love to do things off the field. And I think that once I get in that national team pool and kind of be a mainstay, then, I could be a lot more effective in the community and just on the field too. And I'm looking forward to some of my friends that I played with previously in the WPS and in this new league come with me and just be that new generation to get in the flow of the national team. So it's all really, really exciting.
I have one more question, McCall, and it's this. What motivates you?
What's that? What motivates me?
Yes.
I'm never settled in my mind. I always think I can be better and do better, and, so I'm always pushing myself to be the best that I can, and with that, hopefully being a good example for the people around me, that everyone should be pushing themselves and striving to be better in life and in their profession and in their work. And, I guess right now my motivation is to win a championship and get on the national team. And so that's kind of what drives me day in and day out.
Well, McCall, we really appreciate you taking time to be on the show from beautiful, sunny California, and we'll look forward to seeing you in just a few weeks' time. It seems amazing that the soccer is going to start up, with MLS is going to be starting in just a few weeks, and you guys will be coming into camp, and we're looking forward to seeing you down at camp in Buffalo. Maybe we'll take a road trip, Joe and I, when he gets back from Florida, if he ever comes back. And then we'll be looking forward to seeing you playing here in Rochester.
It's nice and warm over here, no snow.
McCall,
yeah,
thanks
you guys,
so much.
I'm so excited. Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I hope everybody goes out and gets their season tickets soon, and it's all going to come quick and fast. So I'll see you guys soon, and thank you so much for having me on.
Thanks, McCall.
Thank you so
appreciate
much.
It. Bye bye.
Have a good one, you guys. Go Flash.
Okay, go Flash. We can say that they're a sponsor. McCall Cervoni here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by Gary Boughton of the Rochester Lancers. We'll look ahead at the huge match coming up on Saturday against the Syracuse Silver Knights. And it's a must-win for the Lancers. We'll talk with Gary next on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
Hello, I'm Tony DeChico. Soccer is a kick in the grass, and I'm listening here to WYSL.
All that talk of opportunities, TV breaks and movies, rang true, sure and true. Seems it never rains in summer.
Proudly conservative.
WYSL.
Rochester's home for America's Morning Show with Quinn and Rose. 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. WYSL, Avon, Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos players, staff, and front office would like to thank all the fans for their support over the past 17 years. 2013 Rhinos season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale and can be purchased by calling the Rhinos office at 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com. You can also check out the Rhinos website during the offseason for the latest news and information about the team. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting season of USL Pro Soccer in the spring.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes. Great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
The Rochester Lancers return home over President's Day weekend to make their final push for the postseason with two important matches against playoff contenders. On Saturday, February 16th, the Lancers take on throwaway rivals Syracuse with an early start time of 1 p.m. Then on President's Day, the Wichita Wings come to town for a 7 p.m. kickoff. Get your tickets at RochesterLancers.com or call 872-KICK. Don't forget, up to three kids, 12 and under, get free admission with a paying adult. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
And we're back here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here in snowy Rochester, and Joe Sirianni in warm, sunny, well, not sunny right now, but warm at least, Miami, Florida. And joining us now is somebody who was up in the cold Midwest over the weekend with the Rochester Lancers. We're glad to have him back on the field, certainly. He's Gary Boughton, and Gary's appearance tonight is brought to you by the Lancers. Don't forget, Saturday at 1 p.m., it's the Syracuse Silver Knights at the Blue Cross Arena facing the Lancers. And then President's Day, 1 week from today, right about now, the Wichita Wings and the Lancers will kick it off at the Blue Cross Arena. Get your tickets, 872-KICK. Gary, how you doing tonight?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
We're doing pretty well. The snow is melting. That's a good start. But
I tell you, we're still snow in Florida.
Now, you got to rub it in, Joe.
No. Just a fact.
Yeah. Well, Gary, I watched both matches this weekend on USL Live, and boy, you guys are just you're a team that just never gives up. And that win in Chicago, boy, that's a season-defining victory for the team. And I know it was a tough loss yesterday in Milwaukee, but you know that team's won 16 games in a row, but they may be getting a little tired, I think, near the end of the season, so they might be ripe for the picking. But what about your thoughts on those two matches?
Yeah, I definitely thought the Chicago game was big for us. I mean, we got down a little early and things weren't going our way, but the way we came out of halftime, everyone together, we really, that was a big team win. We really knew we had to pick the effort up out of the locker room, because we knew essentially, the playoffs were on the line. Chicago right now is the team we're battling with the most, with these last games, and to be able to take a win against them, that was big, especially the way we did it too. Down 8-2 at half. But again, it's indoor soccer, so that scoreline, it can change pretty quickly. And the way we came together for the second half, that was big for us. Talking about Milwaukee, I mean, again, it was another battle. They're a big-time veteran team, like you said, 16 games in a row. But I think when we raised our energy and we went at them and we pressured them, you could see that we're right there with them. And like you said, they are, I think we see them at the last game of our season at home, and I'm confident with the guys we have and going into that game. I'm expecting us to win that game.
Well, you're going to have a boatload of people at that game, Gary. It's going to be, I think this game is going to be a complete sellout, because there's a gentle lady by the name of Abby Wambach who's going to be the special guest and the honorary captain.
Yeah,
She can draw a crowd unlike anyone in this city. So,
younger girls that I had coached found out about it today on Twitter, and they were asking me a bunch if I could get them tickets and stuff like that. So people even in Buffalo are a little excited about it, Abby is a big name all over Western New York, especially with her signing for the Flash this year. That's going to be great for soccer in the area.
Joe?
Gary, I want to compliment you, because actually on the Chicago game, you were the guy that put you know, the nail in the coffin for Chicago with your goal. And certainly, having watched you in Rochester, I like the way you play and I like your tenacity. But the reality, and the question that I want to ask you is that in order to win, you guys sacrifice yourself. You know, your body is sacrificing, and you're one of the guys that you pull no punches. Is that your style of play, or that's it just adaptive style of play, or how do you see that?
It's kind of tricky for me to answer. I guess how I see it is, one coach, when I was younger growing up, described me to somebody else as a guy that's willing to run through a wall for the team. And I guess that's the best way to put it, is I'm always going to be working hard, and I pride myself really on my work rate. So especially in a must-win game like that, when I see the guys next to me working hard, that just makes me want to work all the much harder. I'll gladly go down and block a shot to help out my goalkeeper. Or, you know, if somebody is pressuring, even if I'm a little bit tired out there on my shift, you know, I've got to be there to support them in pressure. And I really pride myself on working hard, because I think that, you know, it does bring another aspect to our team. You know, some guys are known for their goal-scoring ability, like Doug and Mauricio, and other guys for their defensive nature, like Jake. But for me, I try to create almost my own opportunities through hard work. And I think, you know, most of the guys on the team will support me saying that I'm one of the harder working players, you know, when we're out there. And I always try and bring a very high energy level whenever I'm in a game. I think that, you know, guys can kind of feed off of that. If I'm really working hard and pushing myself, and, you know, the guy next to me sees that, and maybe he works a little bit harder. And just even on the bench, you know, picking guys up and trying to stay positive, that's just my nature. It's hard work and, you know, a lot of energy. And I guess, yeah, it's just who I am as a player. Very, very hardworking, very industrial, and a lot of energy.
Gary, I tell you, don't take that literally, that moniker about running through a wall. You can do that in indoor soccer. So definitely do that.
No, yeah, that was just an analogy.
Yeah, there's no walls in outdoor soccer, except the post, I guess. But
I mean, if I got to run through a post, then I got to do that too, you know? Whatever helps the team win.
But do you play outdoor soccer too?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure what I'm doing this summer yet, but I'm my agent right now is working pretty hard for me. You know, February is a pretty critical month for guys trying to get signed with outdoor teams. But, you know, my main focus right now is our playoff push. That's definitely number one. And I think that's one of the benefits of me having an agent, is that he can worry about, you know, getting in contact with the teams for the summer for me. While I focus on what I've got to do right now with my job here at the Lancers.
Yep.
And what's your position in the outdoor game?
I pretty much can play anywhere in the midfield, but I'm usually a winger. I usually either right or left wing, outside midfield. I can play as an attacking midfielder too, and I've even been used at right back before. So I've kind of been all over, but I would say my best position is out on the flank as a winger, serving balls into the box and beating people out wide.
Gary, this weekend, Syracuse on Saturday at 1 p.m. We haven't beaten them this season, and it's basically a knockout game. Syracuse has to win to stay in playoff contention, and the Lancers really need to win as well. So what do you expect to see? Another rock'em sock'em game, I'm sure.
Oh, it's definitely going to be a battle, that's for sure. You know, every game we play against Syracuse always is. I feel like everyone on this team definitely is expecting a win. You know, they've gotten the better of us three times this season. And when it comes down to it, when your back's up against it, we need this win for playoffs. The biggest rivalry that we have in the league, they're right down the street. it's going to be physical. It's going to be rough, but we're all expecting a win out of us. You know, we're coming together right now. Things are clicking. We just added, you know, even with the one loss this weekend, we can take some positives out of that game against Milwaukee, turn them into some good hard training sessions this week. And we all know what's at stake this weekend. So it's definitely going to be a battle out there. But I think, you know, I'm confident in this team that we're going to come out victorious.
Well, Gary, we'll be there. At least I'll be there. Joe will be watching on MISL Live from Florida, but I'll be there 1 p.m., the Lancers against Syracuse. And then President's Day, we'll be broadcasting live from the Blue Cross Arena before the Lancers take on Wichita for a 7 p.m. kickoff. Well, again, they're all must-win matches at this point. So, Gary, thanks a lot, and have a good week of training, and we'll see you Saturday at 1 o'clock.
Absolutely. I'm so excited to be playing at the Blue Cross Arena again. It's been a while for me, so I hope everyone's excited that I'm going to be out there too.
Thanks a lot, Gary.
Thank you very much, Gary.
Thank you, guys.
Gary Bowen here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by Michael Lewis for our U.S. Soccer Domestic Report. We'll talk about the national teams, Major League Soccer, and more. That's next here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Casey Keller. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Do you ever count people talking on their cell phones while driving? It's pretty scary. But what about scary behavior you can't see? A recent study says that 1 in 7 drivers doesn't have car insurance. If one hits you, are you covered? Don't hope so. Know so. Call an Allstate agent today for a free Good Hands coverage checkup. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Features are optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
It's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here in Rochester, Joe Sirianni down in Florida. And joining us now for our U.S. Soccer Report is Michael Lewis from snowy, hopefully not too snowy at this point, New York City. The Soccer Report for the United States is brought to you by Salins, premium quality meat products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store or visit them on the web at www.salin.com. Michael, how are you doing? And how's everything down your way with the snow?
Let me put it into perspective. I lived in Syracuse and Rochester for about 12, 13 years. I've never shoveled this much snow in my life.
Michael, you would be such an important member of the media in New York and around the United States and the world. You just have somebody shovel your driveway or your walk for you.
We had trouble getting out of the house on Saturday. I'm just glad I was able to get out and start shoveling then. Incredible weather. I don't think I've ever had 30 inches in Rochester. But in Rochester, the snow just keeps coming at you every day. So a different type of snow up
environment. Well, Mike, I hope you didn't pull any muscles and you didn't hurt your back, or because that would be not a good thing.
I don't think I pulled any muscles yet. Yeah, I always hurt my back when I shovel snow, even when I do the right thing. So that's life.
Well, now you got to have rest.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. Well, we had some good and bad news from our national teams, Michael. The women did very well in Tom Smyth's first game, winning 4-1 over Scotland. But I think everybody was very upset and surprised by the U.S.'s loss in Honduras. I'm still very, very surprised. I thought the U.S. would at least get a point out of that match. I mean, I was right about Jamaica and Mexico. I said the Reggae Boys would get a point there, but I didn't really think the U.S. was going to lose that match. But Jurgen Klinsmann has a lot to deal with at this point now.
Definitely. I predicted a 1-1 draw, and I thought at one time it looked really, really good. But you have to question a lot of some of Klinsmann's decisions, not starting Carlos Bocanegra, especially when he had a relatively young back line that had never played together. Tim Chandler making his international debut in a World Cup qualifier. That's putting a lot of pressure on the shoulders of any type of player. What was tough about that was that Klinsmann, I thought he had learned a lesson when the U.S. played Jamaica in that home-and-home series back in September, when he didn't play Boca in the first game and then eventually played him in the second game. And granted, Bocanegra isn't as fast as he used to be, not that he was super fast, but I think he makes up for a lot of it with his experience, vision, wits, and positioning. I think Klinsmann should be taken to task for that. And then the other part of it is that, you know, let's face it, for any soccer team, the engine is the midfield, and the U.S. did not have a midfield in that game. And as it turned out, Klinsmann replaced 3 out of the 4 midfielders. The only one he didn't replace is, because he didn't have a fourth sub, I guess, so it was Michael Bradley. And Michael Bradley did not have one of his best games. It does happen, unfortunately, but a player doesn't always play up to his or her potential, but tough day for that to happen.
Well, now the U.S. has Costa Rica at home in March, and then having to go to the Azteca, where Mexico proved they are human. But again, I just thought Bob Marley had his hand with the Reggae Boys, and I had a feeling they were going to play well against Mexico. That gives the U.S., I think, a roadmap. You got to play a physical game against Mexico, and they really wilted with the athleticism of Jamaica. They didn't do much.
Well, and also, it's funny because the Azteca was less than half full. I think they had 44,000 people for the Jamaica game. I know for the U.S. game, that place is going to be packed and rocking. I think Mexico probably would be a lot more pumped up for the U.S. game. It's funny, against Jamaica, Mexico had greater possession, but the Reggae Boys had the two best scoring opportunities. That's the way soccer goes, and it's incredible. If they could have put one of them away, we'd be talking about a major, major upset, because Mexico hasn't lost there in 12 years, which is an astounding streak. I think their streak now is 64 consecutive games without a loss at Azteca. For the U.S., if the U.S. can pull off a draw there, that would be excellent. The big thing is getting the 3 points against Costa Rica at home. You could afford not to get points on the road, but if you don't get the full three, if they don't get the full three against the Ticos, they will be in big, big trouble going into Mexico.
Well, we're going to have to leave it there, Mike. Joe, we have to leave it there because we're running out of time. But, Michael, next week we'll start with you. And we'll have a nice long segment before the Lancers kick off at the BCA at 7 o'clock.
I will filibuster next week, no problem.
Okay, I'm sure Dick won't mind. Thanks a lot, Michael, and be safe in New York with all the snow.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Have a good
night. Say hello to the wife.
Be safe, too. I definitely will.
Bye-bye, Michael. Michael Lewis here on Soccer is Kicking the Grass. Joe, that's about it. Our hour goes by fast, as it always does.
Mamma mia.
I tell you, we need longer time. Maybe we can get some more sponsors if you want to be a sponsor of our
show. An hour
and
a half.
An hour and a half. We need that. So Andrew at soccerisakickinthegrass.com or Joe at soccerisakickinthegrass.com if you want to get in touch with us. And next week we'll be broadcasting live from the Blue Cross Arena where the Lancers will be facing the Wichita Wings. Thanks to McCall Zaboni, Gary Bowden, the Lancers, and the Flash for helping us out with the show. And Saturday, Syracuse at 1 p.m. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard, Michael Lewis. Next Monday at 6:30 for the BCA, Soccer is Kicking the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. And live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.